League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Murphy alongside Alex Forbes, another edition of Clan Chat Purple Army. And this is one I've been looking forward to talking to before. When we got you on the contract and everything on the dotted line, it was pretty exciting because one of my favorite players last year on the TV coverage was you, actually, because I thought it was incredible that you could play forward and D at such a high level. And let's be honest, Coventry, you guys had a real good team last year. So yeah. The first thing I wanted to say was just talk a little bit about the last few seasons in Coventry, the growth of your game, and certainly being able to play forward and D at such a good level.
Well, the last couple of years I've been in Coventry, as you and probably everyone knows, and I was able to play forward and D because we had a couple injuries, and in this league you can't get guys in straight away, so I just stepped up and said nice to play D when I was younger, and then kind of just improved both sides of my game from then on, because I like to be responsible in all three zones anyway, so if I could play D, that also adds to the tool bag.
It's an incredible skill because you look at successful teams, you look at the Giants treble winning last year, Kieran Long. Yeah. And Longer can play forward and D. You need to have a couple of guys like that in the lineup. And certainly Jason Morgan, when Morgan and I talked about you and sort of as the summer went on, he was so excited to have that sort of, like you said, tool in the toolbox. And certainly right now you're playing forward, but I'm sure at some point with the way hockey goes, you'll probably have to go back and take a few spins on D. Let's talk about coming back home. I mean, look, you're from Scotland. It's an exciting proposition to play in front of the Purple Army. But talk about camp. And then obviously we had some good action in preseason in Cardiff, a big win in Belfast, and up to the mixed weekend last weekend against Fife. But how's it been in camp for you?
From day one, it's been really good. Everyone's been really exciting to be around, positive energy every single day. Just, it was easy to get to know everyone. There's no big egos in the room, which makes it a lot easier to come in every day and just have a good laugh with everyone. And then also when we're on the ice, go to work, and then everyone knows how to dial it in when we need to dial it in, and once we're off the ice we can just be a group of boys again. But then it's intense every day from day one. Morgie's kept us the details dialed in every day, and we're just improving every single day as a group as it's been going on. So ready to get going with the league game this weekend, but cap already started obviously.
Another exciting guy that I really was hoping to get in purple was Robert Lakovic, and he's on your line right now. I mean, there's a guy that's he's won it all, right, including a gold medal with GB. I mean, what can you take away playing with a veteran like that, but a guy that still comes to the rink every day with a smile on his face as well? You can learn a lot from Lako.
I've already learned a few things. I thought he was younger than what he is. I thought he was like 29. Not like me saying that, but I didn't know him previously, but you get to know the Brits that you play against like throughout the year. So I've learned just from the last, 3 weeks that, like, on the PK, little tricks that he's picked up along from other guys, and I'm picking up his tricks, and we're just building chemistry as we go forward, so it's good.
Last weekend was exciting. I mean, for various reasons, it was nice to get the win on home ice in Challenge Cup Group A 4-0 on Saturday. I think we can all say from equipment managers to myself to everyone on the roster, not happy with Sunday, of course. But you have to give Fife credit. They were never going to roll over, especially on home ice, and they learned some lessons on Saturday as well. I think that every team is recruited well. So talk a little bit about Fife and those two games.
I think Saturday coming into our rink with a sold-out arena and the new how the entrance is, it's going to be intimidating for teams to come in because it's almost a show before the game. So it makes it the energy's amped up, everyone's fired up. And then going into Fife on Sunday, a lot of the new guys didn't know how hard it is to go there because it's not an easy place to go because the crowd's right on you, it's loud. And I think they're going to be a good team this year. We just need to figure out how to stay even keel and not let our frustration with penalties and stuff we can't control get the best of us?
I don't really look at social media. I mean, I retweet stuff now, but I kind of feel like if you go on there, you go down the rabbit hole of people saying things that are so negative. But like, it's no one's given right to win. And just because you win on a Saturday night at home ice doesn't mean you're going to go in and do a job on Sunday. I think people need to realize that this league, every year, the coaching gets better, recruitment gets better, and certainly Fife. I mean, we saw the speed on Saturday night and we saw it again on Sunday. But it's the lessons learned. It's easy to learn something or feel good when you're winning, but it's the lessons learned after a loss. And just talk about the message from the coaching staff after what would have been a tough day at the office Sunday.
It was just, don't let things we can't control how we play, because obviously we got frustrated, we took penalties. There was a couple bad ones, but we'll not get into that. But just stick to our game plan and stay mentally focused on what we need to do in our systems and process, and it'll balance out by the time the game's finished, I'm sure.
If you look at, you mentioned there the show, there's been a lot of improvements around the building. The dressing room is looking first class. I mean, Jason Morgan's played in the NHL, right? Your coach. And he said to me last week, he said, wow, this is a really nice dressing room. So we're getting there sort of off ice. We've got the new sports bar, the VIP bar downstairs. But talk about even little things like the entrance and sort of the attention to details as we try and make it a fortress for the home team yourselves, but also a really good experience for the fans that come.
I think it's more of it gets everyone else fired up. Like walking down the tunnel, it gets all the players amped up and ready to go. You know you're about to go into a game instead of just standing around waiting. And then, like, that's how a lot of teams do it. You just wait and then go on the ice. But no, if you're light show and fire and you know it's time to go then. And everyone from the players, we love it. We love the dressing room. Like everything off the ice is there for us to perform on the ice. So it's, I'm not saying it's easy to come and play because you've got to focus and work hard still, but it helps a lot, especially when the fans are behind us there.
You've had the OSC own and loan. There's been an OSA quiz night as well. The fans, the Purple Army, even last year, which was a terrible season sort of at the start, but there was still those sellouts and still the Purple Army's behind you. Just talk a little bit about the fans and the OSC and some of the events so far and how excited that makes the guys.
I had the quiz night, I think, 2 weeks ago or a week ago, and the turnout for that was phenomenal. So, and it was a good laugh. It wasn't boring. There was no dull spots. Like, it's, fans are all really nice people to get that went to the event. And then last night we had the own and loan jersey handoff, and I think there was 200 people there. It was pretty crazy to have that many people own and loan jersey handover. But no, it was great. The events are going well so far.
Yeah, it really adds to that sort of feeling that we're going in the right direction. Certainly, it's all about wins. I mean, it's all nice to have the nice dressing room and all that. And nice win last week followed by a defeat we're disappointed in. But this is a huge weekend because we're back in the Cup on Friday and then you start the league campaign in Cardiff. So just talk about the weekend and the preparations into what's an important two-game set.
Just getting back to how we want to play and how we played on Saturday and not how we played on Sunday, but just dialing all the little details that we need to fix on the penalty kill and 5-on-5. And I think we'll be just take it to them like we did in their rink 2 weeks ago in Belfast. And then on Saturday, going down to Cardiff. We know how they play. We've played them twice now. So just continue our system and stick to what we do. And I think we'll be fine. I think we should come out with 2 wins, hopefully.
Off the ice, obviously, you're back in a place you kind of want it to be. And just talk about your family and sort of the homecoming of sorts, because it's important that I think as players, guys get to you know, kind of fulfill those dreams of playing in front of parents and uncles and aunts and partners, families and all that. So just talk about personally how it's been so far as well.
It's been big change, obviously, because Coventry's 9 hours from where I'm from up in Elgin. So it'd be 3.5 hours. Still a drive, but it's a lot shorter of a drive. So I've had the first weekend when family came down. They've not been down since, but I'm sure they'll come next weekend. I think they're coming down. And then maybe if we get a couple of days off, we might shoot off. Me and Kennedy might shoot off home for a night or two if we can get the time off. We'll see. But no, it's just being back in Scotland's great. We've wanted to do it for a while and we're just happy that we got to do it now.
Well, I know the Purple Army is delighted to have you back in Scotland. It was a big thrill for me. Like I said, I loved watching you play in Coventry. I'm so glad you're part of the club and part of the club going forward. And we just need to get a few wins under our belt going forward. But thanks for taking the time, Forbesy. And when your family's down on October 7th, I'm there as well. So maybe we can all get together and have a chat, and I can get some good stories about when you were a kid, so I can bring that to the broadcast as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll give you some info.
All right. All the best this weekend, and we'll see you soon, bud.
Cheers, man.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.